Culture 7. Exercises 5 and 6. Extract 1.
The room in the workhouse where the boys were fed was a large stone hall, and at one end the master and two women served the food. This consisted of a bowl of thin soup 3 times a day, with a piece of bread on Sundays. The boys ate everything and were always hungry. The bowls never needed washing. The boys polished them with their spoons until they shone. After 3 months of this slow starvation, one of the boys told the others he was so hungry that one night he might eat the boy who slept next to him. He had a wild, hungry eye, and the other boys believed him. After a long discussion, they decided that one of them should ask for more food after supper that evening, and Oliver was chosen. The evening arrived. The soup was served, and the bowls were empty again in a few seconds. Oliver went up to the master with his bowl in his hand. He felt very frightened, but also desperate with hunger.
"Please, sir, I want some more."
The master was a fat, healthy man, but he turned pale. He looked at the little boy in front of him with amazement. Nobody else spoke.
"What?"
he asked at last in a faint voice.
"Please, sir," replied Oliver, "I want some more."
The master hit him with the serving spoon, then seized Oliver's arms and shouted for the beadle. The beadle came quickly, heard the dreadful news, and immediately ran to tell the board.
"He asked for more?"
Mr. Limpkins, the fattest board member, asked in horror.
"Bumble, is this really true?"
"That boy will be hanged," said the man who earlier had called Oliver a fool. "You see if I'm not right."
Oliver was led away to be locked up.
Extract 2.
"Who's there?" a voice cried out.
"It's me," said the Dodger. The faint light of a candle appeared in the hall.
"Who's the other one?"
"A new friend." They went up some dark and broken stairs. Oliver could hardly see where he was going, but the Dodger seemed to know the way and helped Oliver up. They entered a room with walls that were black with age and dirt. In front of the fire was a table with a candle stuck into a bottle of beer, and an old man with a horribly ugly face and red hair stood next to the fire cooking. He was wearing a dirty old coat and seemed to divide his attention between his cooking and a number of silk handkerchiefs which were hanging near the fire. There were several rough beds in the room. 4 or 5 boys, about the same age as the Artful Dodger, sat round the table, smoking and drinking like middle-aged men. They all looked up when the Dodger and Oliver entered.
"This is him, Fagin," the Dodger said to the old man. "My friend, Oliver Twist."
Fagin smiled and shook Oliver's hand. Then all the young gentlemen came up to him and shook both his hands very hard, especially the hand which held his few possessions. One of the boys was particularly kind. He even put his hands in Oliver's pockets so that Oliver would not have to empty them himself when he went to bed. The boys would probably have been even more helpful, but Fagin hit them on their heads and shoulders until they left Oliver alone.
"We're very glad to see you, Oliver," said Fagin. "I see you're staring at the handkerchiefs, my dear. Aren't there a lot? We've just taken them all out to wash them, that's all." This seemed to be a joke, as the old gentleman and all his young friends gave loud shouts of laughter. Then supper began. Oliver ate his share of the food and was then given a glass of gin and water. Fagin told him to drink it fast. Immediately afterwards, Oliver felt himself lifted onto one of the beds, and he sank into a deep sleep. When he awoke, it was late morning.